evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1576, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, which in UTC time is Wednesday, August 21st at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston, and the PL tone is 123.0. And I will now take local check-ins.
Kilo Delta 5, Apache Bacteria, Herbert, West Houston.
Okay, good evening, Herbert. We got KD5J in West Houston, and appreciate you checking in. Let's see, Carl, you out there? Okay, well, that's all right. You obviously have something else come up this evening, but... See, we want to remind everybody that you can call and check into the Houston AmSat Net by making a quick phone check-in to 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee, no dashes, no numbers, as Andy used to like to say, or the email address, it's wv5y@comcast.net. All right, so we've got a little bit of launch team information, just a normal announcement. They have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and so I guess that was last week, but that happens at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, usually at a local restaurant, and then again at 8 p.m. Central Time, they have a meeting on Zoom, and that's available at k5wh.net/zoom. And we appreciate Walter making that available for us. All right, let's see. We're going over here to the AmSat News Service bulletins. And... this would be AmSat News Weekly Bulletin number 231. The AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for the free email delivery of the AmSat News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. And to join the list, you just go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Registration is now open for the 42nd Annual AmSat Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. The 42nd Annual AmSat Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting will be held on Friday through Saturday, October 25th, 26th, 2024, at the Doubletree by Hilton, Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, if you stay for the AMSAT Ambassador Breakfast on Sunday, it's really the 25th through the 27th. Highlights of all the scheduled events include the AMSAT Board of Directors meeting, October 24th and 25th, the 42nd AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting, which would be the reading of the papers and the presentations, and that's October 25th through 26th. Friday night social and auction is going to happen on October the 25th. And then the AMSAT banquet and reception, of course, is Saturday night on October 26th. And then there's that AMSAT ambassador breakfast. All are welcome, and that is on October 27th. Say note, if you wish to register guests for the banquet and or breakfast who are not attending the symposium sessions, you must register for each event separately and include your guests with your banquet and breakfast tickets. If you're interested in presenting or submitting a paper for inclusion in the AMSAT symposium proceedings, please see the call for papers. And the call for papers is over at www.amsat.org/2024-symposium/call-4-papers-2024. And important, the deadline for symposium registrations, if you want to include the Saturday evening banquet or Sunday breakfast, is Friday, October the 18th. Meals cannot be ordered after that date.
BL-123.
Okay, they did arrange for some discounted hotel reservations, and the rate for a standard room with two queen beds is $169. Plus state and local taxes of 14.5%. Rooms may be available for check-in on Wednesday, October 23rd, and check-out on Sunday, October the 27th. Okay, you can reserve a room on the web by going to www.hilton.com/en/attend-my-event/radio amateur satellite. And of course that link is also over at amsatnet.com, thanks to Bruce. And you can go over there and click on the link and open the document, and then just click on the links and it'll take you right to the items we're discussing. Okay, besides the link on the internet, you can also make reservations by phone, and that's at 813-888-8800, and you just reference AMSAT to receive the group rate. There is a parking charge of $20 per night for overnight parking if you're planning on driving to the symposium or renting a car, so that's a heads up for this location. We at AMSAT are excited to be able to host our 42nd annual symposium this year. We hope you can join us in celebrating amateur radio in space. All right, now we got the details of the schedule. That's Thursday, October the 24th. There's the AMSAT board meeting from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Boy, that's a long meeting. Then from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. is pre-registration and check-in. Friday, October the 25th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon is the AMSAT board meeting, the closed session. And I guess that's where they take care of the nitty-gritty business. And then you've got 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is registration. And 1 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., AMSAT Symposium kickoff and the President's welcome. And then at 1:15 p.m. to 5 p.m., the paper print sessions. And then 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., informal dinner on your own. And then you come back, and at 7 p.m. till 9, there's the AMSAT reception and auction, and there is a cash bar available. Okay, then on Saturday, October the 26th, from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. is registration. And then from 8 a.m. to 8:15 a.m. is the AMSAT Symposium Welcome. From 8:15 a.m. to noon is the paper sessions, the presentations. And then again at 1 p.m. till 3:15 p.m., the paper sessions go with the presentations. And then at 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., AMSAT Annual Meeting and Awards Ceremony. Okay, after all of that, they probably need the attitude adjustment, the social, at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that does have a cash bar, as well as the banquet, which is from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., and that's the AMSAT banquet, and it does also have a cash bar. Okay, then Sunday, October 27th, from 7:30 a.m. till 9 a.m. is the AMSAT Ambassador Breakfast, and all are welcome to come along to that and talk to the ambassadors and find out where they're headed, and sure that they'll have some interesting insights to let everybody know about. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSATnet. Of course, since there are going to be paper sessions and presentations, that means there's the call for papers so that they have something to read or something to present. This is the first call for papers for the 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium to be held on the weekend of October 25th through the 27th, 2024, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Tampa, Rocky Point, Waterfront, in Tampa, Florida. Proposals for symposium papers and presentations are invited on any topic of interest to the amateur satellite community. We request a tentative title of your presentation as soon as possible, with final copy submitted by October 18th for inclusion in the symposium proceedings. Abstracts and papers should be sent to Dan Schultz, and that's N8FGV, and that's at nhfgv@usa.net. And we want to thank Dan Schultz, N8FGV, AMSAT Symposium Proceedings Editor, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSATnet. See, we have the AMSAT Board of Directors election underway. Nomination period for the 2024 AMSAT Board of Directors election ended on June the 15th, and the following candidates have been duly nominated. We got Mark Hammond, NAMH, Frank Konoskis, N1UW, Bruce Page, KK5DO, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and Douglas Tabor, N6UA. As three seats on the Board of Directors are up for election this year, the three candidates receiving the largest number of votes shall be declared elected to the seats. The two candidates receiving the next largest number of votes shall be declared first alternate and second alternate, respectively. And the voting process is now underway. AMSAT members can find candidate statements and electronic voting information on AMSAT's Wild Apricot membership portal. And, of course, that's just going to launch.amsat.org/2024-bod-election. And the voting period will conclude on September 15th, and results will be announced no later than September the 30th. And we want to thank Jeff Davis, KE9V, AMSAT Secretary, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. I see a couple of these articles here where they did the AMSAT News Service bulletins where they're giving people's website addresses or their email addresses. Looks like they're starting to change them. So I've seen some different stuff from AMSAT.org, and that's a good thing because the AMSAT Mail Alias Service is set to end on August the 31st, 2024. A long-standing member service. I know I had an AMSAT.org email for like the last 25 years or so. The AMSAT Mail Alias Service is scheduled to end on August the 31st, 2024. A mail alias on AMSAT.org permitted people to send an email to members without knowing their actual internet email address. They just needed to know their amateur radio call sign and that they were a member of AMSAT. Of course, that wasn't a requirement. Unfortunately, the unchecked rise in domain name hacking and email account hijacking has made it impossible to sustain this service at a cost-effective level. The number of call signs at AMSAT.org email accounts that have been hijacked and converted to zombie spam accounts over the years had led many internet service providers and gateway centers to ban all at AMSAT.org email addresses, including those business accounts of AMSAT officers. The tireless efforts of AMSAT's all-volunteer IT staff has worked for years to repair much of the damage, but AMSAT still gets complaints from members who are not getting their personal emails, ANS bulletins, or AMSAT BB posts because of persistent delivery problems.
BL-123.
It has come to the point where the AMSAT volunteer IT staff can no longer keep up with the maintenance requirements to keep the alias mail list clean and to work with email gateways to remove blocks. And after considerable investigation into alternative paid email services, AMSAT leadership decided that the money required to keep an email alias system alive would be better spent on building and flying satellites for its members. Persons using the mail alias service should be migrating to different email accounts so they do not lose receipt of personal emails, AMSAT News Service weekly bulletins, AMSAT BB posts, or official messages from AMSAT itself. Members are especially asked to make sure they are not using a call sign at AMSAT.org as their registered email address in the AMSAT membership portal. Members can easily change their registered member email address by logging into the portal and updating their profile. Okay, so there's about 10 days left. So I know it takes a while to catch all those old email addresses and old emails. So hopefully everybody is working on that. I know I've changed most of mine about a month ago since we thought that it was going to come to an end actually last month, but they extended it by 30 days. So I have figured out a few I missed along the way, and I'm sure there's probably going to be more of them out there, but oh well. And let's see. So we appreciate that information from AMSAT IT team, and it's going to be a sad day, but we will survive without the AMSAT mail alias service. But, you know, hey, if you need help being bummed out over that, you can always get your 2024 AMSAT coins, and you can help support golf and Fox Plus by joining the AMSAT President's Club. You can do that today by going over to www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. So you get nice coins there that have pictures of satellites, and I know they had been going through the ranks, started, I think, with Oscar 1, and I think we're about to Oscar 6, I think, or so on the last one, or maybe it was 10. And I know hopefully we'll have pictures of golf and Fox Plus activities happening before long. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. And we're about 5-6 minutes past, quarter past the hour here. So we're going to take a quick standby and take a look around and see who we've got checking in via some of our other means. Okay, we did hear from Charlie, K5ENG, and glad to hear he's out there. We got him checked in, and he's out there in West Houston. And then also Andrew, we got a check-in from Andrew, KC5ENG, off the phone lines, and he's there down there in Galveston. And so we appreciate him calling and checking in just a little bit early this evening. I guess he's working, and he's going to have to listen to the net a little bit later, but we still appreciate that check-in. Okay, we also heard from Kai in 6ZZO in McKinleyville, California, and he's our podcast listener who checks in usually on Wednesdays. So appreciate him calling and checking in. And then let's see, from IRC, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. Okay, and then from Echolink, we've got Steve, KA5YFC, good evening to him. Hello to Mitch, 80HJ, and of course, thanks to Mitch, you can participate in the Wednesday night AMSATnet, and of course, that happens on DMR, and that's on the digital talk group of DMR of 98006, or YSF Fusion 11689. All right, that was a quick. We heard from Vern, WA0RCR. He's out there in Wentzville, Missouri. And, of course, he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate that. But back to Mitch's Wednesday night AMSAT net that happens on DMR on 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689. That happens at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So we appreciate Mitch having the AMSAT net on DMR.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, we got Bruce, KK5DO, out there on Echolink, and he's out there in Roman Forest. We have Bob, K9OIM, Indoff, N6UTC, good evening to him. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And we have Damien, AG9P, he's in Oconto, Wisconsin. And then we got Dale just coming aboard, WB0AKO, And he's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, up in the far northern country. And, of course, thanks to Dale, he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we have a backup if something happens. He's got the fixed up that goes on automatic mode. So we appreciate him doing that. And we have had to use it in the past at least once. So hope he's having a good evening out there. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Once again, you can call and check in. Quick phone check in to 713-467-9870. APRS message to WV5Y, no dashes, no numbers. And that email, it's WV5Y at AmSat.org. Check APRS. Looks like we don't have any APRS check-ins this evening. Okay, there's some changes to the AmSat TLE distribution for August the 16th, 2024. Two line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, and TLE bulletin files are updated Thursday evenings around 2300 UTC, or more frequently if new high-interest satellites are launched. And more info can be found over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. The following satellites have been removed from this week's AmSat TLE distribution. Okay, we've got Kashiwa NORAD catalog ID 59508, decayed from orbit on or about the 10th of August, 2024, and Sprout, NORAD catalog ID 39770, decayed from orbit on or about the 11th of August, 2024. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. Do you need new satellite antennas? You can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. We're just about at the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any local check-ins. So any more local check-ins on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, come now. Okay, well, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is 145.800 MHz worldwide. There's the Bayou Academy in Cleveland, Mississippi, direct via W5YD. ISS call sign scheduled to be NA1SS with crew member Sunita Williams, KD5PL, and the ARIS mentor is K4RGK. Okay, and this contact a go for 8/22/2024. That's Thursday at 1643.06 UTC, and they're going to have a maximum elevation of 80 degrees. You can watch for their live stream, and that's over on YouTube at youtube.com/live/PZZUHB1BGIW, and that's at live.aris.org. Okay, let's see, we've got the gymnasium, der Stadt Meste, Germany, direct via DR0Z, ISS call sign, scheduled to be OR4ISS with Sunita Williams, KD5PLB, and the ARIS mentor is IN3GHC. Contact is Friday, 8/23/2024 at 080504 UTC, and they're going to have a 45 degree elevation. As always, if there is an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol, and the crossband repeater continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a PL tone of 67 and 437.800 MHz down. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And they say, note, all these listed times we read are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time. The latest information on the operation mode for the ISS can be found at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found www.aris.org/contact-d-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. A growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations, and that's over on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. Okay, Philippe, EA4MF will be QRV as KE4NF, from grid EL94, 13th through 17th of August, then EL95, the 25th through 27th of August. Looks like this will be FM low Earth orbit only. And you can log it as KE4NF. And then in between these two activations, Philippe will activate Grenada, grid FK92, as call J38NF on FM satellites, August 18th through the 23rd, and you want to log that as J38NF. And we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AMSAT net. You want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. So it might help you out if you're making contacts on the side of the road and you get pulled over there. That officer pulls up behind you, wants to know what you're doing, sticking that funny antenna out the window. You can say, look, here's my AMSAT car flag. I'm amateur radio in space. And you can tell them that you're contacting people through the International Space Station or satellites, and they should be quite impressed. Okay, we've got some upcoming AMSAT ambassador activities. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. AMSAT Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says, think a 75-minute presentation on working the Easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Let me know by emailing at k6clint@gmail.com or calling 909-999-7287. Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of his 150-plus presentations so far has been customized and tailored to his audiences. Okay, we do have some scheduled events that those AMSAT ambassadors are going to be going to. We've got the Northeast Ham Exposition, August 22nd through the 25th. 2024, that's this weekend, the Best Western Royal Plaza Hotel and Trade Center, 181 Boston Post Road West, Marlboro, Massachusetts, 01752. Then there is the Greater Louisville Ham Fest, September 7th, 2024, in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. AMSAT Forum and Information Table by W4FCL. The Central Kentucky Ham Fest is going to be October the 5th, 2024 in Lexington, Kentucky. There's going to be an AMSAT and Educational Satellites Forum and an Information Table. And those will be by AI4SR and W4FCL.
DL-123.
Okay, we've got the North Star Radio Convention, October the 5th, 2024, at the Hennepin Technical College North Campus in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. AMSAT Forum and Information Table by K0JM and AD0HJ. Okay, then there's the Radio Society of Tucson, October the 5th, 2024, the Calvary Tucson Church, 7811 East Speedway in Tucson, Arizona, and the URL is k7rst.club/2024/07/tucson-autumn-ham-fest-2024. And that will be by N1UW. Okay, Pacificon 2024 is going to be also the ARRL Pacific Division Conference. And that's October 18th through the 20th, 2024 in San Ramon, California. And that will be by WU0I. Okay, then there's the AMSAT Symposium, or the 2024 AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting, October 25th to 27th, 2024, at the Doubletree by Hilton Tampa Rocky Point Waterfront. That's 3050 North Rocky Point Drive West, Tampa, Florida, 33607. We have the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, ARRL State Convention, November 2nd through 3rd, 2024, in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and that'll be by K4RGK. There's the Oro Valley Amateur Radio Club, 9th, 2024, at the Marana Middle School, 11285 West Greer Road, Marana, Arizona, 85653. And the URL is www.tucsonhamradio.org/copy-of-hamfest-2022. And then the call sign is N1UW. And I'm thinking if that dash 2022 on the end doesn't work, you might try it 2024. Okay, then we've got the Yuma HamCon, and that's February 20th through the 22nd, 2025. And that's in Yuma, Arizona, and that'll be by N1UW. Okay, we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for letting us know about those happenings that are going to be going on. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. See, looks like we're down to satellite shorts from all over. Of course, before we jump into that, we're going to give out those website addresses one more time. The links that we refer to are available. Is our website at www.amsatnet.com. That's put on by Bruce, KK5DO, and we appreciate that. And he's got a lot of good information up there also about getting awards for making satellite contacts. So if you'd want to get some certificates on your wall and let everybody know you've been making some satellite contacts, you can find information on how to get those awards, and that's over at amsatnet.com, thanks to Bruce. And I'm thinking if you dig around a little bit, you can find more of that kind of information right over at www.amsat.org, which is the main AMSAT website. And you can also find the status of the satellites, the frequencies that they're operating on, more information about the symposium, and it's also the store, so you can actually buy those satellite antennas if you need to, and other things. And, of course, if you get your satellite antennas through the AMSAT store, as well as I think they arrange a little discount there, and part of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur satellites in space. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. A Chinese Long March 6A rocket launched 18 Kwafan broadband internet satellites into polar orbit last week. Shanghai Spacecom Satellite Technology, SSST's new constellation, translated as 1,000 sails, may grow to as many as 14,000 satellites. It joins potentially two other underdevelopment broadband Chinese mega constellations, each proposing over 10,000 satellites in competition with OneWeb, Kuiper, and Starlink. Unfortunately, the LM6A's upper stage appears to have malfunctioned and scattered over 700 pieces of space debris in a fairly high 800-kilometer orbit. Again, the space debris at this altitude will likely take about a century for orbital decay, so I guess we don't have to worry about that for a while until it comes down and starts interfering with some of the stuff that's up there, which of course will happen a little sooner than that. But we want to thank the Orbital Index for that information. Orbital Space has announced its lunar program to send a student-built experiment to the moon, marking the Arab world's first privately funded lunar mission. The experiment by students from AGH University of Science and Technology in Poland focuses on analyzing interactions between lunar regolith and various materials that could be used in making cables and connectors for future lunar missions. Astrobiotic will carry the payload on its third lunar mission aboard a Griffin-class lunar lander, targeting launch no earlier than the fourth quarter of 2026. And ANS thanks SpaceWatch Global for that information. Okay, I'm sure as everyone is aware, the 2024 Olympic Games officially began in Paris, France on July the 26th, with athletes coming from around the world to compete. Meanwhile, above the world, on our orbiting laboratory, the International Space Station, NASA's astronauts got into the Olympic spirit. Check out their training montage from space, followed by a message to Earth from astronaut Mac Dominic. And you can find that on YouTube over at youtube.com/watch?V=YCDOALN6WUK. And we want to thank the Orbital Index and NASA for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see, from Dave, G4DPZ, regarding Cube Data Warehouse. Our hosting provider has told us that they will be migrating our services to a new virtual machine on the 1st of September. Unfortunately, the versions of the MySQL database server and Java runtime available on the new instance are not compatible with the current application implementation. Therefore, I have to rebuild the development tool chain and migrate the application to suit the new instance. The work is underway, but may take us into early September. We do know that database table migration works, as we have already done a test of migrating the several gigabytes of database between machines. If we do have any outage, the dashboards will upload when they detect the new instance is live. And ANS thanks Dave Johnson, G4DPZ, HanSec, Amateur UK for that information.
BL-123.
All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. The SpaceX Transporter 11 rideshare mission launched 116 payloads from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California on August the 16th. Four of these payloads carry transmitters on amateur bands. Knight, Jar, and Toro carry amateur UHF transmitters but are not IARU coordinated. Cube carries an amateur UHF transmitter, but its IARU coordination was declined. Orisato Point 5 is the sole IARU coordinated amateur mission on this launch, with downlinks of 436.500 MHz and 2422.0 MHz. More information about Orisat can be found at www.oresat.org/satellites/Orisat0-5. And discussion regarding this launch can be found on the LibreSpace forum, and that's over at community.libre.space/t/spacex-f9-transporter-11- and that's the numbers, 11-rideshare-vsfb-slc-4e-2024-08-16-19. Actually, that's -18-19-utc/11973/1. And, of course, I'm sure Bruce has that URL over there in the links over at amsatnet.com. And we want to thank LibreSpace and the Orisat team for that information.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Three AmSat Gridmaster Awards were awarded over the past week. Number 67 was awarded to NDOF, N6UTC. Congratulations there, NDOF, on becoming a Gridmaster Award recipient. And then number 68 was awarded to Raymond, KN2K, and congratulations to him. And number 69 was awarded to Stephen, KC1MMC. Congratulations to those folks. Additionally, two reverse VUCC awards were issued. Number 15 was awarded to Sean, KX9X, with 103 grids. And number 16 was issued to Randy, ND0C, with 109 grids. And congratulations to all the new award recipients. More information about AmSat's awards program can be found over at www.amsat.org/awards. And we want to thank Bruce Page, KK5DO, AmSat Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. Okay, fortunately, we got a sad update on GreenCube IO-117's Digipeter has not been operational for the past week. No further information is available regarding its status or expected time frame for a potential return to service. So, unfortunately, I know IO-117 has a pretty good high respective orbit and has some good long passes. So unfortunately, we don't like hearing the fact that the Digipeter's not working. But hopefully they will get that ironed out. Okay, AMSAT's operations team, in coordination with the University of Maine and AMSAT Engineering, continues to work to complete MESAT-1's science mission. More telemetry coverage is needed, so if you have UHF receive capability, please download the program FoxTelem and help us capture more data. And we thank AMSAT for that information. And, of course, let's see here. The URL for the FoxTelem download, let's see here, would be right over at www.amsat.org/TLM. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org, and that's where you want to go to vote for the directors also. In addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate, and post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available also for annual and lifetime terms. So if you'd like additional membership information, you can just contact info@amsat.org. Okay, and we got a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and that's n8hm@arrl.net. And ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They are at 712 A Street, NE, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. And I'm glad to see all the AMSAT.org email addresses referenced that we reference every week have been stripped out this week and changed. So that's a good thing, because there's only about 10 days left for the AMSAT remailer. Okay, well, we're just about the end of our time here, but once again, the AMSAT mail alias service is to end on August the 31st, 2024, so migrate your AMSAT.org email addresses to something else. All right, well, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's AMSAT.net. We look forward to catching everybody next week, so stay safe out there. And I know that COVID is still floating around. It caught me about a month ago. But be sure and keep making those satellite contacts, playing with those radios, making lots of contacts. And as soon as the temperature drops a little bit, I'll be working on my hex beam, getting that back into shape from Hurricane Beryl, since my new spreaders showed up today. So that's a good thing. All right. Well, 7-3s from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, who's up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, W5Y, in Northwest Houston. We say 7-3s this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.
CL-123.
Thank you, guys.